Hey, how was your day? Yeah? That's good to hear. How was Laura being a bitch again, or was it No? Bless. Yeah, I mean, I know you don't dislike her. I don't think you dislike anyone. Well, no, that's a lie. But I mean, for the most part, you get along well with your coworkers. Yeah, I know you've told me about that. Yeah, the corona's kind of got us all in a funk, right? But I guess for now we just have to prioritize safety and stability. Not to say that there are other opportunities you can take, just take it easy, you know? Don't feel like you need to be rushing on to the next big thing. And that goes, like, even if there weren't a pandemic. Pandemic, I can't talk. Just do you know? Take your time, be yourself. I support you. I know you support me. Just believe in the me that believes in you. How was my day? Yeah, it wasn't too bad. Took some classes online. My butt, I swear, my butt's getting flat from all the time I spend sitting on it nowadays. And then I did some stretches, ate some ice cream, although now my tummy's kind of rumbling from it. I know, I'm pretty sure I'm not lactose intolerant. I know you are. That ice cream is mine. Or I guess it's yours, and then the toilet would also be yours for the next few hours. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Just take your medication and then you'd be fine. But yeah, I mean, that was my day. And, what do you are you planning on do you have any like dinner plans? I can make us something. No? Okay. I'll see what grub I can rustle up from my I don't I was trying to speak in a different language. Ma cucina? Yeah. Give me a second. Or I mean, yeah, I guess you can follow me into here. Do you want to drink anything? I mean, there's like tea, coffee. I mean, you live here. We're roommates, so I don't know why I'm acting like this towards you. Man, actually, I kind of need to clean up the kitchen. I'm sorry, I left a kind of a mess. Need to wash these dishes. I did, although I did go to the store earlier today and I picked up some beers to, you gotta replenish the alcohol stash. But yeah, I mean, just chill out. Oh, fuck. It's all good. Just wanted to say this. I know this is a little bit out of the blue, but I know that we've been living together for like over a year now, and I just wanted to really tell you that I appreciate you and I'm really grateful for you in my life. That's the train. And that I really enjoy the times that we've had just chilling in the living room talking about anything and everything. And I love the fact that we're different. We can agree on a lot of things, but then we also offer different perspectives on a lot of stuff. And every time I talk to you, it's always so much fun. I don't think we've ever had a boring conversation, even if it's just sharing what we've done that day about like the most mundane things. I mean, I always enjoy hearing what you have to say. And I just wanted to express that. I know I'm not like super sappy. I'm not a sappy person. I mean, you've seen me cry sometimes during the movies, but like that. To be fair, you also shed a few tears, so there's that. I just wanted to, yeah, tell you that I really enjoy having you in my life, and that no matter what you say, I always want to listen to you say it, and I've gotten to know you quite a bit more than I've ever really gotten to know a randomly assigned roommate before. It's just, I feel really happy when I talk to you, and yeah, so that's all. Sorry, I just like dropped it. I hope it's not heavy. I mean, I know. I know you tell me like it's never any pressure, but I always just want to make sure. And I also want to be honest with you, because you're always trying to hype me up and telling me to be more confident in fighting my own demons, and like I'm always trying to tell you the same things, and yeah, so I just really thank you for creating this safe space, not only like physically here in the apartment, but also just having this safe space between us that I know I can always come back to, and in a lot of ways you've become a home. You've really made this place into a home for me, and I don't really there's nothing I can do to truly express all of my gratitude. I haven't found anyone. I mean, not to belittle the other beautiful relationships I have with my friends. It's special with you. And it's open with you, and it's free, and it's vulnerable with you, and I find myself always wanting to share things with you, and always wanting to fight your battles. I mean, I know that I can't do that, but I want to be the best person I can to, I want to be that safe space for you. I want to be the person you come back to at the end of the day, and just fall into. I'm getting emotional. I don't mean to get all teary-eyed and stuff, but I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't need to say it. I mean, I want to say it. I want you to know. I want you to know. I spent a lot of time these past few months trying to figure out exactly what my feelings were towards you. And I think it's all of them. I feel all of the emotions. I mean, not the bad stuff, but I find myself wanting to be a better person because I want to be a better person for myself, obviously. And you know, I walk my own path and you walk your own path, and everyone's responsible for their own happiness. But I also want to be a part of your happiness, and I want to keep being able to share that. And that's why I guess I'm saying all these things right now. I don't know what the world's going to be like after people get vaccinated. I mean, look at all these people who don't want to get vaccinated. There are like political uprisings all around the world, and I don't really know what tomorrow's going to bring, and I just really, really, really. I can't say it any louder than this. Because I think if I do, you know, my heart will just explode. I don't know how else to. I've tried figuring out how to say it a million different ways. And honestly, I already have. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you already have too. So maybe this is. I hope this. If you want to reject me, that's fine. I'll just go back to my regularly scheduled emotional programming. But, like, I just really wanted to tell you this now, today. And, like, with no apparent reason, but it. Every time we talk, I feel like it's reason enough because you make the most mundane shit into the most spectacular, like, blindingly hilarious, joyous, like, effervescent warmth spewing out of my body, like, it just, like, violent love just violently squirting out of my nostrils, you know, that's what I feel, and it's like, I can hear your voice, that's all I need, and it's a hug, it's instant warmth. Don't tell me I'm exaggerating, because I know what I feel, and that's what I feel with you, and I just want to let you know that you're amazing. You're an amazing human. Being a human, and doing human things, and making mistakes, and sometimes doubting yourself, and sometimes hating yourself, and I'm just here to help you fight the good fight, to help lend another voice to talk down to those false negative thoughts that you have about yourself, because I can see you and I know how amazing you are, and I see how determined you are and how you're walking a path towards the person who you want to be, and I love you. I love you yesterday, I love you today, I love you tomorrow. It's just, I know. And I can say this because I'm much more confident and comfortable about who I am. And you've helped me on that journey as well. I feel good. I feel better about myself than I have in a lot of years, and I want to continue to walk that path towards becoming a better me with you, and seeing you become a better you with you. I've said a lot of words, I know, I didn't, but I really do just want to. I just want to say I love you. I love you a lot. I love you. It, like, won't stop coming out of my mouth now. I love you. I love you. Oh, okay. Sorry, you're hungry. Okay, yes, I said I was gonna make food. Okay. I will make food now. You can just chill and, like, yeah, just whatever. I'll go. I'll be right there. So you can, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. I'm making food. I'm going to go make food.